This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. It's 8:40, and here's the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice work, Fremont Bank.
So heat wave is on, and we're looking at like a week of this. It'll rise and dip a little bit, but either way, it's going to be hotter than usual over the next week. So let's all go to Nicole's house.
She's got the...
What?
She's got the AC. We're going over
there. Yeah, I'm for it.
Okay,
we got a big backyard, so...
All right. I know that picture you posted that one time. I'm like... That looks like you've got a giant farm or some kind of mountains back there.
Yeah, I did chase a dog the other day in the field back there.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
You went... Well... Your dog.
No. A neighbor's.
Just a dog.
Just a dog. Yeah, because we have a huge field. And we don't have a back neighbor, so it's a huge field. And the dog was out there, and I was trying to get it back to...
Round it up.
Yeah.
And nice. Did you bring treats with you?
No, I didn't think that far ahead. Just
there.
It looks like
careful.
tomorrow's going to be the really hot day. Mill Valley saying 97 for a high tomorrow.
Oof.
But sandwiched by temperatures in the 80s, like Thursday and Saturday, not as bad. So hopefully it's one of those quick heat waves.
All right. It looks to me like it's going to hold and sort of, you know, dip and rise, but it's there's heat on the way, and it's summer, so that's pretty normal. So here's some of the stuff. I meant to do this story before, so I'll just start with it. It's probably not my best lead story of all time. And yet, here we go. I don't know how to say this exactly. It looks like tomato, so we'll go Zomato. A global food delivery company based in India drew praise for introducing this policy. They're now saying that our employees will get paid leave for their periods. They call this a workplace taboo for too long, and that there's no shame or stigma that should be applied to someone having stomach pains and cramps because of menstruation. So it's weird because in India, they apparently don't even talk to women about that prior to it happening. So it's a weird for an area where it seems to be not really even discussed for them to be providing that kind of paid leave.
Yeah, paid leave. This is very surprising that India of all places. And what are we talking about for leave? Like, can I get 2 weeks a month or what?
That's a little long, wouldn't you say?
I mean, there's PMS leading up to it, so I'm not in a great mood. And then, you know, it's such a pain, so much involved with it. I'm thinking 2 weeks a month is about what
I think that's going to get you fired. The policy, they say, which is not common among large global companies, but it does allow 10 days of paid period leave per year. And it even applies to their transgender employees. So,
how very forward thinking.
Mm-hmm. They say that 35% of their employees, 4,000 employees, are women, and They believe this is the right thing to do.
Zomato is the name
Zomato.
Of this. So this isn't like a sweeping change throughout India. This is just a
just this company. But I thought, that's an interesting, you know, move.
Maybe women will start demanding that. And, you know, so 10 a year, you got to make it through two of them without any trouble. Maybe we could do that. I'm thinking 2 weeks a month. It sounds more reasonable, but.
Would you get rid of your IUD that has eliminated your period in order to be able to take paid days off?
Oh, no, I just lie about it.
Oh, all right.
You know, oh, I'm woman trouble, you know, that kind of thing.
It does.
I don't want to actually be inconvenienced.
Right. No, it doesn't. It's not something a guy could really question, is it? Or any boss really wouldn't be in a position to question you.
Not really. I could give gnarly details. I've had them before, so I could, you know, make
you're
up
familiar.
A really just, you know, terrible sounding situation. Well, you really must know. First this happened. And
no thanks. Okay. Oh, never. Yeah, bye.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you. I'll see you
enjoy
in 2 weeks.
All right. Never mind. A guy in Peru caught his wife having an affair, and this seems fishy to me. I don't think you randomly spot this. Google's cars are driving around all the time. If you work in the city, which we used to, and I'm sure we will again. Oh, that's
someday.
Sarah's cue to make hand signals like, no, no way.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I was blowing my nose. I was working my board so you wouldn't have to listen to it.
All right. Well, anyway.
But I'm fully involved in this story. So somewhere she gets caught on Google.
Well, Google's cars are driving around. We're all familiar. They're taking street views all the time to update. A guy in Lima, Peru was recently looking through Google Maps when he spotted his wife sitting on a bench with another man's head on her lap. They say that the faces were blurry, but he knew it was his wife. And it seems that seems too coincidental. It sounds more like he had a suspicion and was looking for this. But either way, he did spot her. He did confront her about it. And she said, yep, that was me.
Oh, boy.
They're now getting a divorce. Google Maps took down their marriage. Well, I mean,
something had to. I mean, it was
right.
It seems like it was doomed. Mm-hmm. That they are up there for a long time. The picture, you know, like I'm sure they don't update every year. There's plenty of places that haven't even been. Oh boy, there they are. How could he tell?
He knew. I mean, you know your people, right? You know what they wear. You know what they're.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd tell. You'd be able to tell by that. Sure. Who's the dude on your lap? What's that all about?
At least she's not cheating with a good-looking guy. That's, you know, his face is just hideous.
His
like
face is blurred.
It's blurred
it's
out.
Smeary.
What's
I don't
wrong
understand.
With you? Get out of here.
It's like a thumb. God, I wish you could pick someone good-looking, you'd think. But no.
What is happening here? So Dr. Pepper is the latest company to come out and say there's a shortage. The brand Dr. Pepper has a Twitter page, and on Monday, they took to it to reassure their fans, their people, that we know it's harder to find Dr. Pepper these days. We're working on it. Hang tight.
This is a marketing ploy.
You think so?
I don't know what their parent company is, but it seems to me that if you say something that clearly has faithful followers is in short supply, that if they see it, they grab it, whether they have some at home or not.
I wouldn't want to run out of that.
Yeah, you could be right.
Thing, you know, but you know, what do I know? Maybe they really do have them.
Well, they have a lot of followers who love them, and there's a lot of pictures of people with refrigerators full of Dr. Pepper and recycling bins full of Dr. Pepper, and so I guess the hardcore, you know, soda drinkers are the ones that are, you know, I mean, who follows Dr. Pepper on Twitter? You got to be into it, right?
There are plenty of things I absolutely love and wouldn't want to do without, and I am not following them on any social media because it simply has never occurred to me. But I guess if you're that into Dr. Pepper, I can't imagine it, but maybe they have nothing else to do. I don't know. They're sitting around drinking Dr. Pepper all day.
It's kind of bizarre.
By the way,
it looks like the U.S. has Keurig Dr. Pepper's, who owns Dr. Pepper here in the U.S. But
Keurig
in Europe is? And South Korea, Europe and South Korea is owned by Pepsi. And
oh.
Well, that's Coca-Cola's owned in, they own it in Europe and South Korea. And Pepsi owns it in Canada and Oceania.
Oh, how weird.
It's so weird.
How There's, strange.
Well.
Huh. Well.
Maybe they, I don't know, but Charmin Toilet Paper responded to Dr. Pepper's tweet with quote, "Welcome to the club. We feel your pain." As we all know, toilet
Adorable.
Paper was in very short supply for a minute there. And
I still don't see it at the supermarket. I don't go to the supermarket that often, though, so maybe it's there now.
Toilet paper, yeah, is much more readily available than it once was, for sure. Mm. This, while we're on the subject, real quick, Mountain Dew released a mystery flavor for Halloween last year. The flavor turned out to be candy corn, and they say here that they're releasing a new mystery flavor for this Halloween. Get ready.
Oh.
I don't know if you care
Is
about
it
that
pumpkin
or not.
Spice?
I'm sure it's something like that, yes. By the way, I also, as we talked about Halloween earlier with the changes going to be made due to the pandemic, one of the things they mention is expect to see a lot of Tiger King costumes this year, as that was exclusive to this year and a big thing. So I don't know.
All you cool cats and kittens.
I guess it'll be her, right?
Aunt Joe, exotic.
Okay.
He'd be more fun to dress up as. At least he's super attractive.
Right. Right, I got you. Okay, sure. So attractive, correct.
Yeah. Plus you get to do math, I guess.
You know, right now is interesting because I know a lot of parents, like at my house, we love our kids and we made them and we know that that's the deal. You make them and it's like, you
stuck
know,
with them.
Right.
Take care of them. Keep them alive.
This is your family now. You got to, you know, sure, you expected to have daycare, but now you don't. Get with the program. You do it to
yourself. Right. It's true.
So hard. But anyway, Fisher Price has jumped into the mix. They've offered you a COVID-themed work-from-home toy kit for your kids, which includes, and it's only $25. I mean, it is absolutely plastic garbage that will only last for, you know, a minute, but it's only $25. And you will get a wooden smartphone and headset, a to-go coffee cup, a plastic red laptop, which comes with stick-on apps that depict a calendar and a bar graph and a chart.
Oh.
And a kitty wearing glasses. One parent has said that, yep, my five-year-old's walking around all day like she's got taken business meetings. She loves it. So,
well, there you go. Just like mommy has a little headset on, walking around with her phone. Oh, it's good times. That's fun. Kids do. It's funny because whatever you're doing, your kid does want to do it. Like if you're vacuuming, they suddenly have an interest in vacuum. And they want the thing is, they want the real stuff.
Right.
The little pretend vacuum that you buy them so that they can help you vacuum. That's not what they want. What they want is the actual vacuum. So they still want your actual computer, your actual headset, and your actual phone. Maybe you can find them an old one.
I posted a picture, I don't know how long ago, and maybe it was only to the 24-hour post, but I went into the backyard to sweep some rocks off the little patio, little tiny thing. I don't know who
like
uses that
pebbles,
for ground. Yeah. Ground cover that they just end up everywhere.
Yeah.
But they were here when we bought the place, and I'm not one to, you know, go back there and be like, you know what we should do?
That seems
that.
Like a chore.
Anyway, we were all back there, and now we're spending more time back there. And so I was sweeping, and both my kids are like, hey, we need a broom. How about letting it? And I'm like, all right. Next thing you know, they're both sweeping and I'm sitting in a chair taking pictures. So
this
to
is
your
a
point,
great Instagram post.
Right. You are correct. The kids do want to do stuff.
Yeah.
That
they
mom
do it
and
terribly,
dad are doing.
Though. They're terrible at it. God.
They
come on,
absolutely
kid. Get
are.
Back into it.
You're right.
It's ridiculous.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. Dr. Pepper is the state beverage of Texas. They're freaking out. All right. Mm. I didn't know that, but okay.
That's quite the state beverage. Hmm. I didn't realize states have a lot of things that are like particular to them. Like, who knew that there were like, what's the state beverage of California? Is it a margarita? Is it? Can we find out what the state beverage of California
beverage
is?
Beverage of California. That's an interesting question. I can't answer
wine.
It.
Wine.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, wine. Yeah. I bet you it's wine.
Of course.
Is that what it, did you just confirm that?
I just looked it up. Yeah.
There you go.
And that is, okay, there it is. Of course it is.
I'm a caffeine-free diet Dr. Pepper drink. I haven't seen it since March.
Oh, boy.
Can't drink caffeine, and my teeth can only handle diet drinks.
All right. Well, then you have just proved that it's not just a marketing ploy.
I have the same IUD as Sarah with long periods and it. Wait, I have the same IUD with long periods and intense. I struggle every month not to take sick days. OTC meds, acupressure, vitamins, exercise, diet changes all do nothing to help. You must not have the same IUD as Sarah because she has the opposite.
Yeah.
They're gone.
It's been amazing.
Yeah, you may want to go to your doctor and have them switch that.
Yeah, you might want to try a different one. That one's not working for you.
Yeah, that's not the way that's supposed to go. It's supposed to be the other way around. Anyway, I'll read the rest of your text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.